This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The number of lawmakers turning the heat on the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to turn over documents related to the phony Russia probe continues to climb. Joining us now, he's one of the list of lawmakers that are jumping in. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. Congressman Scalise joins us now. Congressman, good to see you. I know you're in better health. I'm very thankful, as well as many other people are. You won't come right out and say it's time. Why?
Well, first, Sean, thank you for the prayers and the support. I appreciate it, getting better every day. But look, I support Chairman Nunes and what he's doing, because what he's been doing is uncovering the truth. And frankly, there's a lot of things we've already found that raise serious questions about what the FBI's done and possibly abusing the FISA court. There's more that we need to get information on. And look, the FBI stonewalling. I don't know why justice is trying to hide information, but we're going to use every tool we have to get the facts out and ultimately continue this investigation, Sean.
Yeah, well, we know that Rod Rosenstein, for example, begged Paul Ryan, not to release the information that ultimately became the Nunes memo up to the final hour after it had been subpoenaed a long time. We have slow walking. We have redactions. We have claims of national security that turn out to be false and erroneous.
Right.
Congress has a constitutional role of oversight. They have a right to these documents. I know the Attorney General is recused, but this is Congress's role, and they are not providing them the information that they legitimately deserve.
Right. Congress's role is this function that we've been actually carrying out, the Oversight Committee. And if you look at what Chairman Nunes and his Intelligence Committee have been doing, they've already uncovered a lot of things that raise real serious concerns about abuses of the FISA court. But there's still more that we're doing in this investigation. And Chairman Nunes ought to have every tool and use every tool to get this information. And we're going to get this, Sean. One way or the other, the FBI and the Department of Justice are going to have to comply. But think about this question, Sean. We've already raised serious questions about bad apples at the FBI. The FBI ought to be working with us to root these people out. Why would they do things like this? They sent this document. This was one of the documents they sent over. Practically the entire page is redacted. This is ridiculous. So we're going to continue working and doing our job to get this information. And Chairman Nunes has been doing a great job, and his committee, at uncovering more. But think about this, Sean. This shows you where the media wants to go with this. All day they want to talk about Russia and unrelated things. The economy just this week posted new record numbers. We've got the lowest unemployment right now since almost 20 years ago. We have the right track, wrong track is always an indicator of what's going to happen in elections. We crossed 50%. We're at 57% right now, where Americans think we're on the right track because of what President Trump's
been doing. Congressman, if I invite you back in a month and they're still playing this game, will you support contempt?
Absolutely. Whatever Chairman Nunes thinks is the right course of action to get the facts out,
right,
I strongly support, because we're going to get to the bottom of this one way or the other.
All right, Congressman, we're glad you're feeling better. Welcome back.
Steve Scalise, House of Representatives Majority Whip, representative for Louisiana's 1st Congressional District, who has been serving since 2008. We appreciate his insight, and we need, not only behind the knowledge and insight, we need passion to really clear this stuff up and to confront it, and to let the institutions of government, all these different agencies, to understand that, look, this is serious. We've got to be about the people's business. And this slow walking of information, this resistance that both parties seem to be involved in, it's unfortunate, because you sit there. I know you're saying, wait a minute, isn't Jeff Sessions a Republican? Isn't he supposed to be on our side? Well, that's what you think. But then you realize that sometimes what they do is they consider the institution above what is what we would regard as the Constitution, and that is the power belongs with the people. But if the people aren't going to say anything, they continue to get away with it. But you get to speak, and you're speaking now, whether it's in the primaries or in the midterm elections that will be coming up. So make sure that your voice counts. Make sure that you are on the activation side, that you get activated as a citizen.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here as the conversation continues. Thank you so much for joining with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As we mentioned earlier, you know, what did you think about all this hoopla over, you know, the First Lady, you know, Melania Trump and what she presented in Be Best program? Everybody's going, not everybody, but you get the liberals that get to, you got the picture, they're going sideways here. Well, you know, she's not very smart. Well, she only speaks six languages, and you know, she did come here on a genius visa, you know, but it's just amazing how people take exception to this. But as Andrea Kay said, you know, you have campaign slogans like this so that they are memorable. If it was just be your best, you know, okay, we've kind of heard that before. It just kind of goes off by the wayside. But to get your attention, be best, I support the idea. I mean, let's look beyond the title of it. It's just how does the concept work for you? You know, a clarion call to reach for higher heights of our young kids. Why not? You know, what's wrong with that? But these progressives want to take exception to that. It just doesn't stop. I understand. You know, so it's the environment in which we live in, and you know, so we continue to you know, to move forward here and let you know what's going on. The other thing is in relationship to Israel and, you know, the disconnect or the announcement by President Trump to not go along and not to renew and affirm the Iranian nuclear deal. Israel has sent a message to residents. And, of course, their headline says Israel to residents. OK, you know, maybe there might be some letters, but this is the way headlines work. OK, for those of you on the left that don't understand. But what they're noticing here is, you know, you get it. If you're a resident in Israel, you're going to listen up, because they say ready the bomb shelters. They've noted irregular Iranian activity. That is what is being detected. Since President Trump announced in a speech yesterday that he was withdrawing the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, a foreign policy agreement made during the Obama administration that Trump has criticized since its inception, which John Kerry has been overseas trying to affirm somehow. I don't know. I mean, you tell me if what we know about the Logan Act, which is hardly used, it's rarely used. And the reason it's rarely used is because very rarely do past administrations or individuals get involved with international issues. But in this particular case, I believe it's a grave overstep by John Kerry, and he needs to be put back in his place to say, look, you cannot go and disrupt in any manner what's being negotiated. That's all we need, is somebody else as a third party coming in and trying to negotiate. This could compromise the whole negotiation and the whole process, as if John Kerry, but I believe the Iranians are smart enough to know that John Kerry has no weight. He has no power in this deal. He is a disrupting force. And, and here's John Kerry, the guy who, as was reported yesterday, took the playbook of the Marxist and communist propaganda, and he regurgitated them to the Senate. Remember when he gave his testimony after Vietnam and talking about all the killings that were done and the rapes and all these horrendous things that were done by Vietnam in military personnel, Vietnam vets. It was absolutely disgusting. And he had no direct experience with that report. This was purely anecdotal. This was supported by then Senator Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, who brought him there, and he was allowed to get a free pass and have some sort of credibility, and here he is. I mean, he's elected as a congressman, almost became president of the United States. I mean, this is the kind of crazy stuff that we have to deal with. But, it's not going to stop progressives. It's not going to stop, people with an antithetical viewpoint to our Constitution to continue to live for another day. But in this particular case, John Kerry way out of order in trying to have any kind of discussions and to compromise what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, what next? I mean, is he going to go and try and talk to Kim Jong-un? Is Barack Obama going to go and interfere with what we're trying to do here? We're so close to denuclearizing potentially the Korean Peninsula. So now we get to have some of the brain trust of the Obama administration that was so effective, right? I mean, we have so much to brag about that they were able to affect on a international policy and national security basis that we should allow them to, represent us ad hoc. This is absolutely insane. But this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, because, we the people aren't saying anything, and in our Congress isn't saying anything. I mean, where are they? They should be so totally outraged. There should be some kind of sanctions, or whatever they need to do to clip John Kerry's wings. Even if they have to take away his passport and say, look, you're not allowed here. Or, when was the last time that maybe, did they even think about wiretapping John Kerry's phone lines, for what he's doing? The treasonous activities that he's doing? Probably not. We can't talk like that. That's just absolute craziness. Well, on another note, John McCain's new book called The Restless Wave is soon to be released, not out till next month. And some have said it's a bit of maybe a CYA story. And of course, it's hard to talk about John McCain and anything that's adversarial because of what he was represented as someone who endured what he did in a by being persecuted and being held captive during Vietnam. But he condemns Obama admins. He says, A covering, and you know what I mean, S covering, in response to Benghazi, was critical there. But for the most part, was pretty gentle. The writer of this article and this column said, Cillian Zeal says that perhaps John McCain is trying to leave room for Barack Obama speaking at his funeral. And he didn't say that in a condescending manner, just saying that maybe he was kind. He was also took some shots at Sarah McCain. So I'm interested to get my hands on the book as well. The writer says it will be interesting to see, however, just how many bridges the cantankerous lawmaker will set aflame, how many he'll leave standing because they give testimony to his maverick decision to co-sign the Democrats' agenda on all things pertaining to Obamacare, immigration, as well as Donald Trump. Also, the other discussion regarding Mueller and his lack of constitutional authority to subpoena Trump, the former Reagan Justice Department attorney, radio talk show host Mark Levin, argued that the previous DOJ legal opinion memos make it unequivocally clear that a sitting president cannot be indicted for a crime. And there was a reason that was set into motion. That is that, look, at you got the president of the United States as busy as he is, and oh yes, he's supposed to carve out some time so that he cannot do his job as the chief executive officer, the president of the United States. A lot more to be discussed on this, and of course we'll see how that plays out as the Mueller group continues to see what they can do about getting Donald Trump to sit down and have a conversation about what did or did not happen. This is Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is the song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie, drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich and a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez live.
I can't hide, no, I can't keep quiet. It's like my heart's on fire, and I can't.
can't get over it. Can't get control.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. We also are grateful for Red State Talk Radio, the cable radio digital network as well that carries the show every day. Thank you so much for joining us and coming along for the ride. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour today. You know, another one of those days that are set aside for Bike to School Day, for example. You can donate a day's wages to Charity Day. Hooray for Buttons Day. I mean, imagine a life without buttons. Think about it, you know, if you've got time. But it is, you know, when you button up that shirt or whatever it is that you're buttoning up, you can say, hey, hooray for Buttons Day. I like this one. Lost Sock Memorial Day. Isn't that a wonder? Where does the lost sock end up? It remains a mystery. I mean, how many socks, you know, that are not a pair? You just got a single sock lying there in your chest or drawer, and you hate to throw that away, right? Because you know, as soon as you throw it away, you're going to find the other one. You go, oh, now it's totally gone. I mean, because you know for sure that you lost that sock, right, Brad? But it's, because you threw it away.
Yeah.
So where do they go?
Yeah, no idea.
Do they go down that ice hole in Minnesota?
Yeah, that's probably
where it is.
Yeah.
That's probably it'll be the lost sock hole, and right there, and then they go to catch fish or something. The other today, you know, one of my favorites in the office is the receptionist. Today's National Receptionist Day. I mean, this is the first contact that people have in offices, whether it's by phone or coming to the office. And all honor and glory to receptionists. Today's National Receptionist. Buy them lunch. Do something special. Bring them a latte, you know. They're well-deserving for all the hard work. And in many cases, I have observed that receptionists, you know, deserve more pay. Of course, that's me. And they go, hooray, you know, because it's probably, and I think it's quite interesting and ironic that in many companies, the receptionist is so underpaid, considering that they are the first, you know, representative of an organization. I've just always seen it. So it's just been one of those mysteries to me. It's like, okay, well, an entry-level position in a company, you get to be a receptionist. Entry-level? A receptionist? This is the first person that represents your company, and that's entry-level? Are you kidding me? But some companies get it, and they honor their receptionist. And if you're not honored appropriately, we want to honor you here on Bill Martinez Live and say thank you for the great job you do. It is National Receptionist Day. And so you can go into Starbucks and say, look, I want my Receptionist Day coffee. And they'll probably, maybe they'll give it to you, you know, like they did that one black comedian. And for those of you, the many of thousands today that are experiencing the grinding of a root canal, I want you to know that you're not left alone. It's National Root Canal Appreciation Day. I guess, you know, everybody needs to appreciate something, and so why not a root canal? Well, you know, hey, just for fun. You can pass it on. Drop it in conversation. Say, hey, do you know today is National Root Canal Appreciation? And they'll say, wow, you're a genius. You're more than a genius than the first lady who can speak six languages, who came here on a genius visa because you knew it's National Root Canal Appreciation Day. Also, oh, speaking of Mavericks, and this is for John McCain, and I wonder if he does this, is, you know, you tear the tags off the mattress day. Remember that tag that says, you know, Brad, have you torn your tags off or are you just going to leave because you're compliant? You're a good boy.
No, I'm a rebel. I tear that thing off.
You tear it off? Oh, good. Yeah. I knew I loved you. I knew I loved you for a reason, Bradley. Good job.
Anarchist over here.
Tear off those mattresses. I mean, yeah, you know, let that inner anarchist, you know, just channel that
right. And
yank it off. Today is the day. And if you want, you can send them all to Brad. And he'd be happy to collect them. Or you can even send us a picture and, text it to me. Send it to me as an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And let me see your mattress tag. I mean, just rip it off. That's all part and parcel of what is happening today. boy, I'll tell you, the big news last night that came out was the champion of women. We're talking the New York district attorney who had gotten a lot of publicity. He was up on the front line with all his disdain toward Harvey Weinstein. It's like one of those stories, you know, you got to be careful about, you know, the finger that you point, because when you point one finger, you know, like they say, you got three coming back at you. Here's Tucker last night talking about Eric Schneiderman.
We want to take you back 48 hours. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman was a big deal then, a widely respected government official. He was a feminist icon. He was regarded by many as a potential Democratic presidential nominee. There's not a progressive cause that Eric Schneiderman didn't embrace wholeheartedly and then attempt to impose by force on the people of New York State. Schneiderman was an all-purpose left-wing activist. He was especially an aggressive advocate for the Me Too movement. Watch.
The challenges facing these survivors are part of a larger system of discrimination and really a manifestation of a culture of male supremacy. In recent months, we've begun a long overdue reckoning with our culture of violence and silence. We must reimagine a world where predators are exposed and held to account and survivors are supported and empowered at every level.
It really was a culture of male supremacy, said Eric Schneiderman, and liberals nodded in their bovine way. They loved all of this passionately, without reservation. They couldn't get enough of Eric Schneiderman. Just 6 months ago, Samantha Bee, who was a TV show, compared Schneiderman to a superhero. Watch this.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
I'm Eric Schneiderman, and I'm the Attorney General of the state of New York.
Are you going to lead us out of the darkness?
State Attorneys General are going to be the first line of defense.
Eric's Justice League has challenged Trump over the first travel ban, pesticides, student loans, the second travel ban, smog, methane, Obamacare subsidies, DACA, the third travel ban, trans rights, clean power plan, and birth control access. Whew.
We're going to save ourselves together.
You're going to save us.
We're going to do it. But that requires a lot of people other than state attorneys general getting engaged.
Please be my hero.
Well, tonight, Samantha Bee's hero is disgraced and unemployed. Reporting by Ronan Farrow, released last night, suggests that in private, Schneiderman was exactly the kind of predator he claimed to be hunting. Four different women accused Eric Schneiderman of hitting, slapping, and choking them. Two said they later sought medical treatment for what he did. Some allege that Schneiderman made death threats against them. One says he threatened to have her followed or her phone tapped. One former girlfriend, who is Sri Lankan, told reporters that Schneiderman, quote, started calling me his brown slave and demanding that I repeat that I was his property. Schneiderman's many friends on the left didn't stick around long once the New Yorker piece came out last night. After pausing to make certain that Schneiderman's career was really dead, former allies have come out to denounce him and say how horrified and shocked they are by the allegations. They can't believe it. Please. As with Harvey Weinstein, a lot of people knew Schneiderman was not at all what he pretended to be. There are plenty of signs of that, some public, and some people said so out loud, including Donald Trump in a famous tweet 5 years ago. But the left stuck with Eric Schneiderman anyway until the last possible moment, as they always do when political majorities are at stake. They'll put up with anything for the sake of power. Principle be damned. Consider this detail from the Farrow piece. Quote, after the former girlfriend ended the relationship with Schneiderman, she told several friends about the abuse. A number of them advised her to keep the story to herself, arguing that Schneiderman was too valuable a politician for the Democrats to lose. If you can even imagine. And of course you can't imagine. Because once again, like the obedient little robots they are, self-described champions of women fell into line to protect an abuser of women, just as they did with Ted Kennedy and Bill Clinton and countless others. Hypocritical? Of course it is. Is it surprising? No. These are the same people who fly their private jets to global warming conferences, the ones who bring armed guards to anti-gun rallies. These are the people you see on television lecturing you about diversity from the safety of their gated neighborhoods that look like 1950s America. Are you really shocked that they covered for a violent abuser who became famous for denouncing domestic violence? Probably not. It's a familiar script. Tomorrow, bet money on it, they'll be blaming Schneiderman's abuse on high school educated men in flyover country. It's their fault. Toxic masculinity. It's a nationwide problem. That'll happen.
Sad but true. And it is one that this culture is being challenged by. And so it's up to us to be the difference that we want to see happen, not only today, but in the hearts of our children, to not be living a duplicitous life and to end up being on the side of hypocrites. This is Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
There we go.
This report is brought to you by Marcus like by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, is very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest-rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here, just the way you like us, coming to you from, Pacific time, 6 to 9 on the West Coast, on the East Coast, 9 to noon on these 280-plus affiliates we have around the country, around the world via shortwave, and the different cable connections and internet connections around the world as well. We thank you for joining us. And with us right now, Anthony Hopp with Samaritan Ministries. Anthony is the Vice President for External Relations, I should say, for the Samaritan Ministries International. Anthony, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Hey, congratulations for Samaritan. Definitely do. Well, Jay, you have been growing quite rapidly. What's going on with Samaritan's Ministries?
Well, followers of Jesus Christ are finding a healthcare option that's very consistent with their values and their faith. And by God's grace, we've seen the numbers just increase to the point that now we're sitting at just over 250,000 members who are participating. That's about 78,000 families or households, and they're sharing directly in the medical expenses that they share over $27 million a month.
Well, let's go back and revisit the history of Samaritan. How and why did this get started?
Well, this got started because our founder and president, Ted Pittenger, was a member of another organization that was similar, but he saw that maybe a couple of things could be done differently, and he had an entrepreneurial streak in him. So he decided to start Samaritan Ministries and really was being obedient to the call that God had in his life. And so we're all glad that he did that. But in those early days, there were just a couple of faith-filled pioneers who decided they wanted to do healthcare a little bit differently and take it from a different paradigm, and that's what they did, and they started sharing needs in 1994, and it's grown to what we see today.
And, of course, this was all before government health care. It's been bannered about from time to time, the government getting involved in our health care. And, of course, we saw what happened most recently with Obamacare. But by comparison, what Samaritan has done has been a total blessing by comparison, has it not?
It really has, and you make an important point that this existed before the ACA, and while the Affordable Care Act started a national discussion about health care and really started to highlight some of the health care options, Christians have been doing this back to the early church when they would take care of one another. And all throughout the New Testament, there are exhortations to the believer around one anothering. And so that's exactly what Samaritan members are doing. And you're right. It is a blessing, not just financially, because people are increasingly priced out of insurance premiums. If they can afford a premium, then a lot of times they have to take a plan with a larger deductible in order to afford it. But the other issue is that followers of Jesus are finding that their health care dollars through insurance plans are likely funding practices to which they're opposed,
exactly.
Things like abortion and gender reassignment surgery. Yeah, so that's a blessing. And then another big component is just the freedom to direct one's own health care, because Samaritan members are not restricted to a network. They choose their own doctors and make those decisions themselves.
Anthony, help our audience understand how they can get involved in how Samaritan Ministry works. You've got all these members sharing in each other's healthcare expense, right?
That's right. The workings of it are similar to crowdfunding for healthcare. We're very familiar with that concept now with Airbnb and things like Uber. We share transportation. We share lodging. Well, these are Christians who have voluntarily come together, and they've said, we're going to share medical expenses directly person to person. So the involvement is very straightforward. Every month I send a monthly share. It's a set amount for my family of four. It's $4.95, and that's the most it'll ever be for a family. And then the monthly shares can be lower depending on size of family and membership level. But I send that $4.95 directly to another family, and Samaritan Ministries lets me know where to send it. I have the option to either write a check or send it electronically. But either way, I'm also connecting with that family through prayers and cards and notes of encouragement. And that's what makes this whole thing spin, because it's very member-centric, because the members are connecting emotionally and spiritually.
Very personal, is it?
Very personal. In fact, you'd think that the first thing out of a member's mouth when he would receive hundreds of thousands of dollars for medical expenses would be, my goodness, I can't believe that these strangers sent me money and helped me take care of these medical expenses. But instead, over and over, we hear members say, I never expected the immense joy and blessing of these people I've never met praying for me and standing with us and reminding us that God's in control. So we find really that healthcare is a lot more, is about more than just the money.
Well, you know, God designed it that way, and it's counterintuitive if you look at it through the world's eyes, you know, giving better than to receive. But this proves out once again the very thing that God has tried to teach us through his word. And when we follow his word, then we get the blessing that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In Romans 12, I was reading a couple weeks ago, the second half of the chapter, Paul talks about love in action, and Paul gives us a bunch of exhortations that dawned on me for the first time, and I've been a member for over 20 years, but I thought, this is exactly what Samaritan members do, devoted to one another in love. That's in Romans 12, be faithful in prayer. Yep, prayer is at the center of what we're doing. Sharing with the Lord's people who are in need. Of course, we're doing that financially. And rejoicing with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. We're able to come alongside brothers and sisters in Christ and offer that spiritual and emotional support.
Isn't this why the program is so successful and why it continues to grow?
Absolutely. Finances are certainly a driver, but I think people are increasingly disappointed with the highly impersonal nature of insurance, and being told where to go, you know, not being able to direct one's own health care is a big issue. It's kind of funny when you think about it that a lot of our health care is run by third parties who don't have a lot of times medical training, and they don't have the specific situation or circumstance of the individual patient, yet those third parties exert an inordinate amount of influence and direction with respect to where patients receive care and the kind of care they receive. Samaritan members so appreciate being able to make those decisions themselves and not have anybody interfering or interloping with those decisions.
Yeah, and you've helped the process with the Healthcare Blue Book that allows Samaritan members to find quality providers around the country. Explain to our audience about that.
Well, Healthcare Blue Book is very similar to what we would expect with Kelly Blue Book for automobiles, in that we're able to find the providers who offer fair prices and are highly rated. So Samaritan members have the ability, yes, to direct their own health care, but also a responsibility to their fellow members to keep the monthly share low. So it is amazing and eye-opening when you look in your own area at three hospitals and you see such a disparity with prices, and the Healthcare Blue Book allows us to get some insight into what providers are charging and be able to make wise decisions.
Yeah, and you also have the Medibid app. I know people are probably hearing this for the first time, but it is a powerful app that Samaritan participants are taking advantage of.
Medibid is something similar, where we can allow providers to bid on medical expenses. So if I know I need a knee replacement, but I'm curious to see what somebody in a neighboring state offers, I can put that request out there and providers bid, and I can choose the best price. And actually, the Samaritan members will share in the travel expenses a lot of times. For example, if I'm in Illinois and I'm going to go to Ohio for a knee replacement because it's cheaper, Samaritan members will share the travel expenses because there's such a savings on the procedure itself. We call that medical tourism, and members aren't required to go to different states. That's not the point. It's just that they're free to decide what's best for their family. So Medibid is just another tool to find those best prices.
Where can people go to learn more about Samaritan Ministries?
Google Samaritan Ministries is the easiest. Our address is samaritanministries.org. There is a wealth of information on the website, including some very helpful videos. And we have a very friendly, helpful staff that can help prospective members walk through what it looks like to transition from insurance into this wonderful world of healthcare sharing.
Well, Anthony Hoff, thank you so much. Appreciate all the information. Again, we direct you to SamaritanMinistries.org for more information. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The Bank of America Spring 2018 Small Business Owner Report found that the strength of the economy and recent changes to the federal tax code have pushed entrepreneur optimism to its highest point in 3 years. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America.
Small business owner optimism with respect to the economy and their individual business outlook have reached the highest level since 2015. Many entrepreneurs also believe changes to the tax policy will work to their advantage and are seizing the opportunity to invest in their business.
According to the survey, 54% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will continue to climb in 2018. Furthermore, the majority of entrepreneurs cite the tax policy changes as a game changer for small businesses, and 63% say it's made them more optimistic about their own business's outlook. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We're going to be talking about habeas data, privacy versus the rise of surveillance tech with Sarush Farivar, who is with us right now. Sarush, congratulations on the book. Well, I'll tell you, you have been studying the collection of our data for decades now, and here we are trying to get everybody up to speed as to what is going on. America is awakening to the fact that our data and our privacy is all under compromise, is it not?
Yeah, it's definitely an area of concern. I've been a journalist for 15 years now, and I've been especially interested in the use of law enforcement technology and, what the intersection is between that and our legal system, and that's what my book is all about.
You started gaining interest with this, and I guess with each increment of a bit of knowledge and data about the data and its usage, it became increasingly concerning for you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the areas that I really became kind of weirdly obsessed with was something called license plate readers. These are a specialized camera that exist on many police cars in many cities in America. And what they do is they're designed to capture at very high speed license plates. So if a police car is driving down your street with one of these cameras on them, they will capture at speeds up to 60 plates per second, which is an incredibly fast speed, obviously far faster than any human or any team of humans could mm-hmm. capture. And police, in many cases, keep that data, right? So not only the plate, but also the date, the time, and the precise GPS location. They keep all of that information potentially for weeks, months, sometimes even years.
Is that something down the road that we could get ticketed for? You know, a year on, you know, May the 7th, a year ago, we caught you speeding, and here's all the information, and we just haven't had time to process the ticket. Is that around the corner?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's around the corner. It exists right now. I mean, law enforcement typically use license plate readers in many instances for simple parking violations. I know they're in use where I live in Oakland, California. They may already be in use where you live. You know, but they're also in use as a tool for, you know, just regular day-to-day law enforcement beyond, you know, parking enforcement, but also things like, you know, just going after criminal suspects and things like that. But one of the problems with this technology is that the overwhelming majority of the data that they capture, over 99% in every instance that I've ever looked at, is data that is of regular law-abiding tax-paying citizens, right? The hit rate, that is the percentage of vehicles that are successfully found that are on the police's hot list, stolen or wanted cars, Amber Alerts, things like that, divided by the total number of cars that are scanned. So the hit rate typically is under 0.5%. Where I live in Oakland, it's 0.2%, which is kind of amazing. So more than well over 99% are just regular cars and people just going about their everyday life. You know, and it's troublesome that in many cases that data is kept for long periods of time.
Well, you write in your book that the main determining factor behind these new surveillance laws actually go back to a 1966 legal case. Explain that to our audience.
Yeah, so this is a case called Katz versus United States. This goes back to a case where, you know, the... there was a guy who was a gambler, a guy by the name of Charles Katz, who lived in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard in the mid-60s. And Katz was a handicapper. He used to study the outcome of sporting events and place bets on them, and he would make, you know, he made a living at it. He didn't make a ton of money, but he made enough that was his only job, as far as anybody can tell. So, you know, he, at this moment anyway, in 1965, he... you know, drew the attention of the LAPD, of the FBI. They started, you know, physically surveilling him, and they decided that they were going to rig up a system of microphones and recording devices on top of the payphones that he liked to use on Sunset Boulevard. They were just a few blocks away from his house or from his apartment. And they, police didn't have a warrant to do this, and yet they did it anyway, and they captured him and his voice. And over after 6 days of surveillance, they had... you know, evidence that he was gambling, and they arrested him and, you know, caught him red-handed or red-voiced, as it were. And they, you know, marched him down to his apartment just a few blocks away. They had a warrant to search the apartment. They found all kinds of gambling records and, you know, of course, you know, interstate gambling, gambling of most kinds is illegal in this country. So he was pretty obviously violating the law. And so eventually, you know, the case was challenged up to the Supreme Court, and in the end, in a 7-1 decision in 1967, the Supreme Court found that there is, it established for the first time something that they dubbed a reasonable expectation of privacy. So just as we don't expect the police to kick in our doors unless they have a warrant in most circumstances, similarly, the police cannot surveil you in a phone booth unless they have a warrant.
So, just from that standpoint, but that didn't stop them. I mean, they continue to move forward along these lines, do they not?
Well, yeah, and you know, and that's, I think, been one of the kind of ongoing dances over the last 50 years is, you know, what do those words mean, right? We argue today over what the words of the Constitution mean, and this is what our entire system of justice is set up to do, right? We have lawyers and judges who try to figure out, you know, what does the First Amendment mean? What does the Second Amendment mean? What does the Fourth Amendment mean? And similarly, you know, when we have case law, cases like this Katz case, where we have this concept that's been handed down to us, this reasonable expectation of privacy, it's now up to judges today, you know, sitting in courts all across America today to figure out what that means and how that applies or doesn't apply to our present circumstances.
Well, the whole evolution of data collection has just been screaming at Mach 5 speeds. And how do these judges stay up with this technology to make a reasonable decision? I mean, this is where we would really, I think, depend on our legislators to really spend some time and research and people's money to, you know, help us deal with this, don't you think?
I do, and I think it's incumbent upon our, you know, members of Congress, our state representatives, our local representatives to try to get a handle on this. Where I live in Oakland, California, just last week there was a unanimous measure that passed the city council that for the first time imposed meaningful community oversight on the use of surveillance technology right here in Oakland where I live, and it's one of the rare cities in America that has successfully done this. Local activists have called it the strongest such measure that has passed so far. Basically, what police now have to do if they want to acquire any kind of technology that might impinge on civil liberties, whether that's a drone, a body camera, a license plate reader, or anything else, they have to make a case to a city body that's called the Privacy Advisory Commission, and they have to say and explain to the commissioners what this technology does and how it works and what it does and what it doesn't do and how they're going to make sure that they're not violating people's civil rights. And not only that, if the device does get approved, the agency has to come back to the city and present a report and say, okay, we've been using it for a year and we arrested, you know, 50 bad guys and we prosecuted 20 of them and we deleted, you know, all the extraneous records and, you know, here's what we did and here's the process that we followed. And that's very, very rare in America. That's not how things have been going for the last, you know, couple decades. By and large, citizens and oftentimes lawmakers and judges are ignorant of the technologies that exist in their own backyard. And, you know, time we change that.
Yeah, without a doubt. When you say, I mean, what's been happening with our emails, I think a majority of people in America have wised up to the fact that our emails are not that private, are they?
I don't know what the majority of Americans think with respect to I guess maybe
if they don't, they should, by all the information that's been out there. I mean, unless your head's been totally under a rock to realize that email privacy is not guaranteed by law.
Email privacy certainly is not guaranteed by law, but I think a lot of people would be surprised to find out that right now, under federal law, you know, the U.S. postal system has more privacy protections than, you know, a letter sent through the U.S. Postal System has more privacy protections than an email. The government needs a warrant to obtain the contents of a letter. If I send you a letter through the USPS, the U.S. Postal Inspector or any other law enforcement agency is supposed to get a warrant to be able to open that letter. However, to get access to email under the law currently does not require a warrant due to a way that a 1980s era law called the Electronic Communications Privacy Act was written. It's written in such a way that it refers to email that has essentially been abandoned after 180 days, which is not how email works today. And, you know, all of that is to say that companies like Google and other major email providers have imposed of their own volition a different legal standard where they are going to require a warrant. And some states have also imposed a warrant requirement, too. California is one of them. And, you know, so it is possible to strengthen those laws through either corporate policies or through legislative measures.
Well, Sharush, we got to wrap this up. One final question here in your book. Can a police officer search legally your cell phone, and can we be forced to unlock our phones with our fingerprints?
Those are two good questions. One of the cases that I wrote about was a case called Riley versus California, or California versus Riley. I always get the order mixed up. But it involves a suspected gang member out of San Diego from several years ago. And Mr. Riley was arrested at the hands of the San Diego Police Department, and they believed that he was a gang member, and they searched his phone, and they didn't have a warrant to do that, and they believed that they didn't need a warrant to do that.
Well, Sharush, we got to leave it right there. We're going to leave everybody hanging. There's so much more to this book. This is why you've got to get your hands on it. Habeas Data, Privacy versus the Rise of Surveillance Tech. Sharush Varvar has been with us. Sharush, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and